The following presentation of the Monty Man's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's Meditorial.
Hey there, welcome to this episode of the Monty Man's Meditorial. Are you terminally unique? Do you think you are anyway? Listen, all my life I struggled with guilt. I always felt that I was a bad person, weak-willed, letting God down. I really wanted to be better. But like the Apostle Paul, I ended up doing what I should not do. You know, Romans 7:15 says it well. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I want to do, I don't practice. And what I hate, I'm doing all the time. Yeah, that's the Apostle Paul. Huh, you identify with that? I still believe that church was filled with perfect people and that I just couldn't measure up. The harder I tried, the worse it got. Nothing changed when I arrived in my 12-step fellowship either. I was still different, still the odd man out. I was bad when others were good. Of course, others should get well. They deserved it, right? But not me. I was unique, terminally unique. Well, the fourth step began the process of change in my life. Very slowly, as I listened, as I learned, I found that the people in church really weren't perfect. They were simply forgiven. We were all sinners in need of a Savior. We all needed God's grace every day, just like the Apostle Paul. Well, here's my prayer. God, thank you for the honesty of Paul, telling me that I am not unique. I pray that you will use me to set others free from terminal uniqueness. Amen. Well, listen, if this has encouraged you, please let us know. Our email address is take12radio@comcast.net. That's using the number 12. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.